The Chinese Dragon. Even the moment of Bruce Lee's birth meant something special. On the 27th of November, 1940, in San Francisco, California, Lee was born in the Hour of the Dragon, in the Year of the Dragon. This hour is a critical one for the Chinese, and 40-plus years after his death, lends an extra touch of magic to Lee's life. Although his Chinese name was Li Junfan, he was later nicknamed Shaolong, which means Little Dragon. When just 3 months old, Li moved to Hong Kong with his family, including his Cantonese opera singer and actor father, and half-Chinese, half-German mother. In Hong Kong, young Li began to lay the foundation of his hard-earned path to legendary success. As an actor, Bruce Lee didn't have to wait long for a break. His first appearance was being carried on stage as a baby in Golden Gate Girl. By the time he was 18, he had appeared in 20 films. However, his personal life as an adolescent was much more dramatic. Although he lived in a privileged area, tensions in the neighborhood rose as more and more illegal immigrants from mainland China arrived. Li was involved in several neighborhood street fights. Li's father taught him basic martial arts moves. When he turned 16, Li began training in Wing Chun. It was in these classes that Li not only faced discrimination, but also learned to persevere through it. When other students learned of his mixed background, they refused to train with him, as many at the time did not believe in teaching martial arts to non-Asians. Li continued training in private with his teacher and developed a reputation for his speed and precision. Li's training helped him break into Hollywood. At a martial arts exhibition in California in 1964, Li was invited to audition for a show that did not air, but it led to his role as Kato in The Green Hornet. This was Li's first major role in the US, and it was the beginning of the road Li took in smashing Asian stereotypes in Hollywood and across America. He was one of the few minorities on TV at the time, a major accomplishment and responsibility. And still, he is an inspiration for both martial arts fighters and minority actors. After one season of The Green Hornet, Li opened a martial arts studio, and a scriptwriter and actor were among his students. However, several ideas did not work the way Li wanted them to, and he returned to Hong Kong. There he filmed The Big Boss, Fists of Fury, and Way of the Dragon. Each film was more popular than the last, and Li became a true superstar. What truly made him a legend, though, was the classic movie Enter the Dragon, which was sadly accompanied by Li's untimely death at the age of 32 in 1973, 6 days before the film's release. Even today, Li's death is surrounded in controversy, and many do not believe the official reason for his death, cerebral edema, which results from trauma to the brain. The sudden and surprising loss of Li, a martial arts master and a man who broke through the glass ceiling in Hollywood as a minority actor, was felt all over the world. Today, many still follow Li's philosophies and training style, and his films continue to generate income yearly. Although he remains best known for his incredible fight scenes and as the founding father of MMA, mixed martial arts, Li was also an artist. He wrote poetry and books about martial arts, choreographed fight scenes, and created his own fighting style called Jeet Kune Do. This style did not follow the many rules of more traditional styles and borrowed techniques from boxing, fencing, and weightlifting. Lee's personal philosophies heavily influenced his practice and his personal life. His most famous quote about being formless and shapeless like water continues to inspire people from all walks of life. He was influenced by several Asian religions, but stood in opposition to Confucianism. Lee also believed in honesty and frankly admitted to not believing in God when asked. Lee's impact on the world was, and still is, enormous. He was the man who started to break the stereotypes of Asians in Hollywood. He had an enormous influence on African American culture, which can be seen in the movie The Last Dragon. He spoke for truth, honesty, and self-knowledge, and became a lasting role model for these beliefs. He is widely recognized as one of the greats of martial arts and as the founding father of MMA. More than 40 years after his death, Lee's fame has only grown, a testament that the truth he stood for is still a path that many people seek. Even in unexpected corners of the world, Lee's influence shows. In Mostar, Bosnia, there's a statue of Bruce Lee, put there to remind the people that it is possible to overcome human tragedies and heal, and to find the light inside all of us.